What's up, everybody? It's your girl Free Spirit, and welcome back to my podcast. I hope you all are having a very good and productive day. And today's episode is titled Bucket List. Bucket List. Do y'all have a bucket list? I have a bucket list. For those of you, excuse me, y'all. Throat's a little dry in here. But for those of you who don't know what a bucket list is pretty much things that you want to do before you die. It can be anything you want to do. Well, I do have a bucket list, and I am going to go over 6 things off of my bucket list that I want to do before I die. And the first thing that is on my bucket list, bear with me because it's some wild shit. The first thing on my bucket list is a threesome. Yeah. Threesome. I want to experience a threesome with my fiance. And like, we're dead set on that. Like, we've had talks before about it and we've been okay with it and stuff. We just don't know, you know, the right person or who to ask or whatever. And I actually was talking about this at work the other day with some of my coworkers about this, and I told them that on my bucket list was threesome. And I was like, but we don't know who to find or like how we go about this, because, you know, nowadays everybody and their fucking mama got diseases out here. So we're not just going to pick up some random bitch off the street and, you know, yada, 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 chop it up or whatever. And that's a reason why we haven't pursued anything, because a lot of these motherfuckers out here got shit and we not trying to catch none. But, and plus, it's got to be somebody that we both can agree on, of course. When it comes to this particular topic, I am going to be the one that's going to be picking out the female for the threesome. But yeah, back to this wild shit that my coworker told me the other day. I was like, so I just don't know where we will find the extra person to do this threesome with. And y'all, this girl told me, why don't you just go on Backpage, Craigslist, Tinder. I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing all that extra bullshit just to find somebody to have a threesome. I feel like when the day comes, it will come. But I also feel like when we do decide that, yeah, we ready to do this threesome, let's get this shit going, I think that it's going to be with somebody that we know, because we're not going to lay down with no random ass bitch. Like, fuck no. I think it's going to end up being somebody that we fucking know. And right now, I don't have anybody in mind, but eventually, I think that's what is going to be, like, somebody that we honestly know. Also, another thing that's on my bucket list is to go to the strip club. I have not been to a strip club, like, never. Like, and I want to go to a female strip club. I'm not really too fond of males dancing in my face and shit. I'd rather a female. And I'm looking to go to a strip club. We have plans to go to one in June, but we're not so sure yet. But we do have a plan to go to one. And yeah, I just want to experience the strip club lifestyle. I want to throw some ones, touch with some ass or whatever, you know, get a little lap dance. Yeah, I want to experience that, because I don't want to be like old as fuck and like, damn, I didn't get to live. But yeah, that's another one. My third one is I do want to get some tattoos. I have been holding out because of fear of it hurting, but I have piercings, so my pain tolerance is not that high, but I mean, it's bearable when I really want to do something. So yeah, I plan on getting me a tattoo soon, hopefully this year. I want to scratch that off my bucket list this year, hopefully, if everything goes well. The fourth one is just in general, like throughout my life, I do want to travel the country as I feel like most of the people want to do. I want to travel out the country, actually. I want to travel like to an island or something and just like chill. I do really like, would like to go to the UK, and I would like to go to Dubai specifically. The fifth thing on my list is adopt. I do want to have kids on my own. I know I'm going to have kids on my own, but I also want to adopt to give that child who doesn't have family dynamics or positive people around them a home, because I've seen like people that I was friends with at one time that were adopted and like how much positively it affected their life, like their adoptive family and everything. And it's like, damn, I want to do this to have my impact on somebody. So yeah, I want to adopt one day. I want 3 kids of my own, and then I want to adopt. So I want 4 in all. Last thing on my bucket list is bikini wax. I do want to get a bikini wax. And I was also talking with this with my coworkers the other night, and they were like, don't do that shit. That shit hurts. And it costs a lot of money. And I'm like, okay, what the hell they got to do with anything? Because I'm still going to do it, because I'm not going to go on, like, get older and be like, damn, I wish I would have got me a fucking bikini wax. But yeah, those are some of the things on my bucket list, like the real exotic. I wouldn't say exotic, but like things that like I'm set on, like, yeah, bitch, I'm gonna do this shit before I die. But yeah, I do encourage people to make a bucket list of things they want to do before they die. And because I just feel like everybody should live their best life while they're here. So if you haven't made a bucket list, I would encourage you to do one, because like it's pretty awesome to check things off the list. Because I've checked it, some stuff off the list too. And it's like, it's really cool. And I think everyone should have a bucket list, actually. But yeah. That wraps up today's episode. If you made it to the end, I appreciate you for listening. And I also encourage you, if you have not, to go listen to some of my older podcast episodes that I have made. And yeah, I will see y'all in my next episode.